Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
giddy up, let's rock and roll.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
At the America, USA. Good morning. This is What's on Your Mind. Glad you're with us. Telephone number to call us at 701-271-1100. We're going to do a little radio graffiti today. You ever heard of a radio graffiti?
I love when you do radio graffiti.
And then it gives people a full minute to just say whatever. And you usually bring out the haters, which is okay with me. I don't mind hearing from people that don't do it.
No, man. You want to hear from both lovers and haters.
So, we're going to bring out, where's the fans of Fauci?
That's adorable.
Where are the
fans of Fauci?
Where are the folks that think Joe Biden is a spring chicken? Where are they? This is doing just fine. We want to hear from you. 701-271-1100 on the program today. I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here wearing short sleeves. You and I are smart enough to have long sleeves today.
It's a little chilly out.
I froze yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Well, this building is so cold.
I know you could hang meat in here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it keeps you awake.
Absolutely.
Keeps us on our toes, but outside, woo! It was a little chilly yesterday. You think I'm a wuss factor is creeping up or what?
It's called old age, Scott.
I'm kicking and screaming on this one.
So, you thought it was nice yesterday or what? Wind and
rain? Oh, no, it was rainy and nasty. Yes, I didn't go out yesterday.
Awful.
This morning, I was like, nah, I'm okay. Short
yeah, not bad. Other than
I love summer. Older I get, the more I just despise winter. But I do love the change from summer to fall, fall into winter. I just love this time of year.
Yep. Me too.
It is nice.
Second favorite season.
Jay is here to tell us about rides, a new season, and a little kickoff party. What you got going?
Yeah, new season starts this Saturday. But we're not doing the kickoff party till Sunday because the show Rise with Jay Thomas runs on Saturday and Sunday. This year it's been changed up. They gave us even better time slots.
Awesome.
So now it will run Saturday evenings at 10:30 p.m. on Channel 4.
TiVo it.
You don't even need to do that because I'll tell you where else you can get it too. Or if you want a TiVo, you can. And now we will run Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. instead of on Channel 4, which here locally is CBS. It's going to be on Channel 11, KVLY, the big stick. And the show will now run 52 weeks a year. So it runs year-round now.
Wow.
And then next season, that's for this market here, Bismarck and stuff. And then next season, it will run 52 weeks a year nationwide. And I believe it's going to bump up to about 180 TV stations. But now it's also gone into syndication and distribution, which means any network can pick it up now if they want it. So there you go, buddy. But the new season, we're going to do a season premiere party again this year. And this year we are doing it at the West Fargo VFW. Thought it'd be kind of fun to tie it in with the VFW. Now, usually the VFW is not open on Sundays, but they are opening it up, and they will open early. So the VFW, Cheyenne Street, West Fargo, doors open at 9:30 a.m. this Sunday. The show airs 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Come on down, hang out. We're going to have a party. There will be breakfast, biscuits, gravy. Also scrambled eggs, meats, and the VFW said, you know what, we're just going to do a free will donation on this thing for the breakfast.
Kidding?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're doing a Bloody Mary bar. The bar will be open.
You had me biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, me too. The cool thing is, of course, you got the POW MIA Plaza right there.
Right.
And we got permission. We are bringing in a bunch of cars that are featured on this new season of rides are coming up from all over the place.
Nice.
And they'll be on display. on the plaza.
I love it.
And then we'll have a bunch of swagger. New Rides hats are out, so we'll have a bunch of those to give away. You can talk to my crew. They'll be out there, film crew questions. We're just going to have a good time, man. And then the cool thing, when that's over, the VFW said, you know what? It's a Vikings home opener. Let's just leave the place open for the Vikings game.
Hey.
So you can stay there and watch the game.
Holy buckets.
I've always wanted to ask you, what, yeah. I mean, of all the travels you've had, I know you're a car guy, I'm a bike guy, but what if you, I mean, if you won the lottery this week, what would be, or do you already have your dream car? What would be, and would you want to build it, or would you want it built? Would you have Foose do you a car? I mean, what would be the scenario for your perfect ride?
No, I wouldn't. I could tell you why. I mean, Foose, Dave Kindig,
I mean,
the list goes on. Danny Coker, all great builders. Midwest Rod and Custom, fantastic. But it takes so long to build these. If you want the ultimate car,
right, right.
Number one, you got to get in. Believe it or not, a lot of these places, even the way the economy is, you're looking at a year before they can even start on it. That's how long the waiting list. And these cars that they're building, $200,000, $300,000.
What would be yours?
70 Cuda, without a doubt.
70 Cuda.
I had a Cuda a couple years back. Okay. I sold it because it scared the living daylights out of Alex. It was just under 600 horsepower. It was a 74, but the Primo Cuda is a 1970. I want that. You know, about 10 years ago, you could buy a Lamborghini Countach. Remember the ones we all grew up with at the Alpine?
Yep.
You could pick those up for just over $100,000. You can't touch those things now for $700,000.
No way.
They are just skyrocketing. The old, remember
old
the
Ferraris?
GTO Ferrari. Yep. That was the model that Magnum drew.
Magnum, yep.
You could buy those years ago, not that far back, for well under $100,000. You ain't touching one now. I bet you can't get your hands on one for $300,000. It's amazing what these vehicles are going.
Under this scenario,
Brian Clark ain't going to like this, but him and I talked about this one time. I think one of the best investments, classic cars. If you get the right ones, they're a great investment. They're just, God ain't making anymore. The companies ain't making anymore. And they are just skyrocketing in value. I mean,
And it's not just cars. It's boats. It's everything.
Mine 4 years ago, I picked up for a really good price. It's insured for almost $100,000 now. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's
awesome.
That's why you never see it sitting out here.
So Sunday, doors open 9:30.
Yep.
10:30, you watch rides, have breakfast, hang out for the Vikes game.
Have some cocktails.
Sounds like I'm going to the Hangover Mass on Sunday.
I will make sure that I have a father there. I will bring the official father from the Jay Thomas Show. I'll have him there so you don't feel any guilt.
Well, I go to Mass later. There's plenty of St. Anthony's has got a nice little evening Mass on Sunday night, so I'm fine. I used to be my staple in Grand Forks for 18 years when I was a bachelor. I'd always go at 5 o'clock Sundays. We called it the Hangover Mass. The priest called it the Hangover Mass.
Exactly. St. Anthony's, is that the one way down on 25th Street, 52nd Avenue?
No, that's our church, actually. That's St. San Angelo.
That's where we went to the wedding a couple weeks ago. Never been in that church. It's stunning when you walk in there.
Yes, it is.
Never seen anything like that.
Yeah. St. Anthony's closer on the way to downtown.
Okay. All right,
St. AMJ is a beautiful church. Very, very proud that we've been there from day one of the new church. And actually, before they built the new church, they had just a smaller area. And it's really been fun. I think the church is 10 years old now. Is it more than that? I think it's 10 years old.
Now, also, if you can't watch Rides during its normal times, you can always watch it on our YouTube channel, Rides with Jay Thomas. Go on there, like it, subscribe to it, hit the bell. That way you get notifications when new episodes and videos go up. Because we put a lot of, like, quick, short videos up on our YouTube page, so you can do that. Is it Roku, however you pronounce that? We're on
Roku,
there.
Yep.
Apple Plus TV, the Valley News Live app. I believe the first three seasons are up on Hulu.
You
can go watch the show on Hulu. So, and I think Amazon Prime still has the first three episodes as well. So there's plenty of places to watch it, but check it out. Some cool stuff this year. I mean, this year went over the top. Gray Media said, you know what? That first season, technically fourth, but first with Gray, they were blown away. They couldn't believe that four guys out of Fargo, North Dakota, put this show together for as little. I won't say what the cost is per episode to the corporation, but it's not nearly what we also own Power Nation TV. And one episode on Power Nation TV, the car shows, is about $200,000. Yeah, we're doing it for not nearly that. But so they said, you know what, let's get you the best filming equipment possible. So they got my guys the best stuff. So this year when you see it, it's like, wow. And the cars this year are over the top. And when I say over the top, we still do, hey, the comic guy next door. But it's just the way it's been filmed, the quality of it.
Can't wait.
Fantastic.
Can't wait. Yeah. Hope folks take that in Sunday. And, by the way, Jay Thomas Show, 2 to 5 on 970 WDAY, yeah. 93.1 FM. What's got you cranked up today?
Well, I got Kelly Armstrong coming on today. We're going to hook up, and I'm actually, because he's a defense attorney, I want to talk to him about these huge sentences that these folks, Proud Boys, are getting. They're getting massive, and I want to know, look, I'm not saying these guys are angels. Yeah, what they did was wrong. Some people went over the top, but how can you burn down cities, burn down courthouses, police precincts?
Nothing happens.
Black Lives Matter, what, you get a year or two? Give me a break.
Peaceful protest, you mean?
Don't go against the government elections. We're going to throw you in jail forever. That's what this is all about.
The double standard is wrong, wrong, wrong. Absolutely.
Lawn Garden Radio, Don Kinsler, 230, Kelly Armstrong, 305 there.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, guys.
Jay Thomas from Rides and the Jay Thomas Show, 916. All right, let's get cranking. 701-271-1100. Text are flying in. How about your calls? Radio Graffiti, 1 minute, 1 minute only. Go!
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutzman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you today by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Every Wednesday, we bring you a hot deal, Wednesday deals. I'm looking at a 2021 GMC Yukon XL SLT. That's the big one. SLT means it's nice and loaded up with a backup camera, blind spot monitor, parking sensors, the assist, all of that. It's got a 5.3 liter V8 engine in it, only 46,000 miles. And it's sharp. Dark sky metallic exterior with dark walnut slate perforated leather seating surfaces. This thing was $61,000. They're taking $1,000 off today. You can get it at $60,000 today, saving $1,000 only if you tell them you heard it right here on the flag. Just go on in there and check it out. You can also find it at PucklichValleyCity.com or Pucklich in Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 21 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. That's the question. What's on your mind today? We're doing a little radio graffiti, so the idea there is you got a minute. The floor is yours. Nobody interrupts you. Say your piece. See, some people say, like, you cut people off. We never cut anybody off here. Unless you swear.
Or we have a break.
You say something. Or, yeah, I mean, if there's a break coming up, we have no control over that, obviously.
You can always hang on through the break, though.
You usually can. Yep. And we usually do if you're in the middle of something. Yep. So that's not our jam. We don't do that. But some people confuse a dialogue with cutting them off. In other words, if you call and say, Tony Fauci is exactly right. Masks are effective, and we should be wearing them. And I say, well, can I tell you about the study that was done right here in Fargo and West Fargo, where one school district mandated masks, and another one said they were optional, and the one that mandated the masks had higher counts of COVID than the other did? What a perfect sample. To me, we solved the whole mask debate right here in Fargo, North Dakota. Remember, kids are super spreaders. Remember that game?
Oh, yeah, all of it. Remember every bit of it.
So I would interject, and we'd have a conversation back and forth, and you could say, no, I don't care about Fargo, West Fargo Public Schools example. I want to talk about blah. But radio graffiti rules mean you just go for the first minute. First minute is yours. I don't say a word, nothing else. It's a chance to get stuff off your chest. That's what it is. On any topic, all right, anything goes. 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Is Joe Biden treated like a baby? Some people might think that's ridiculous. That's never happened. He's fine. He's sharp as a tack. Call and tell us. Here's your chance. Just, you got the show.
He's not treated like a baby. He's treated like a senior. Assisted living thing, nursing home.
Well, and this whole
1600
thing...
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is now the most expensive nursing home in the world. And we're taking care of one guy.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, There's a reason that Peter Ducey from Fox News asked that question.
This is beautiful.
All right, Gary from Moorhead's first up here at 701-271-1100. 1 minute on the clock. It's all yours, Gary. Go tell us what you want us to know.
I'm just curious, with all the election interference that is now being exposed, you know, like the FBI blocking Hunter Biden's laptop and the corrupt politicians in Minnesota that destroyed election ballot, mail-in ballot envelopes just weeks after the election, even though by law they were supposed to be saved for 23 months, just days before a Minnesota State Senate hearing asked to see those envelopes.
Yep.
Nothing's been done about it, but yet we're supposed to believe that these people didn't have any evidence to question the election? What happened to the camp bomber that blew up the camper in Atlanta that destroyed all the data from the Dominion voting machines? We haven't heard squat about any of this. But yet we're supposed to believe that these were the most fair and honest elections ever held?
Well, you've heard quite a bit about it here.
He got a whole minute there, you notice that?
Yeah.
Now we can chat a little bit.
But I mean, did something that was, you know, thank God we had the original insurrectionists of 1776. I mean, how many of those people that signed the Declaration of Independence were executed? I think all but three.
And by the way, just so we're factually talking about what actually happened, Donald Trump had constitutional experts that said Mike Pence had the ability to allow a motion to pause the certification until they could adjudicate some things that were questions like you raised in key states that made the difference. It wasn't saying throw out the election, we question the election, we hate the election, we don't like anything about it. It wasn't that at all. It was let's pause and make sure we've got this right before these states certify. That's all they were asking for.
Yep. How dare they?
Yeah.
I mean, how dare they?
Nobody was saying throw the election out. It doesn't exist. And, you know, let's declare martial law. None of that. So this thing's been twisted so many times. And I'm telling you, I had a conversation, Gary. Say that again. Yeah.
I said, with all of this information coming to light now and more and more and more and more, how can these people even be charged with a crime?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's vandalism, exactly.
But I mean,
well, if you go into the Capitol,
you can't really call it an insurrection when the evidence keeps coming out that we had every right to question the election.
Yeah, well, how about they let him in? And who's Ray Epps? And what about the pipe bombs? I mean, Nancy Pelosi calling off the security. Come on. None of it is real.
Well, that should have all led into
the Capitol. But to testify and is killed outside his home the day before.
Let's say this, though. Anybody in that group that assaulted an officer deserved to be treated to the full extent of the law.
Absolutely.
No doubt about
it. That's not a 20-year police term.
No, it isn't. And by the way, if you trespass, technically, I mean, you're sitting in Nancy Pelosi's office.
Yep. Still
on
not
desk
a 20-year
beat up.
Police term.
It's trespassing, but it should be treated as such. I mean, charge them for what they actually did.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you.
I'm in line at Sandy, so I got to let you go.
All right.
Hey, I'll take a Long John, maple Long John, no nuts. What do you want, Kev?
Oh, raspberry Bismarck.
Yep. Thanks, Gary. We'll look forward to those. He had me at Sandy's.
Yeah, he did.
701-271-1100. I got a text radio graffiti. I don't know. Do we do text radio graffiti?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Do we?
Keep up on the text.
You think you're okay with that?
I know. It is what it is.
Seems a little weird to me that we allow that. But anyway, this radio graffiti listener says, do radio stars have voice doubles? Was that Jay Thomas or Jesse Ventura? That only took a few seconds
no,
to
no.
say.
Yeah. It's not Jesse.
Another texter says, I'm not worried about anything. Kelly Armstrong is on the case. I'm thinking that might be a little sarcastic. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that I just saw an email from Lindell's offense fund that he's got going on about no more machines. They have got a Conrad Reynolds, who's a retired colonel, a couple of weeks ago in Arkansas, filed a lawsuit insisting that QR codes and barcodes cannot be used as identifiers on a ballot because no one knows why. So the Arkansas Voter Integrity Initiative has filed a lawsuit claiming it has unconstitutional QR codes like Dominion, etc. So, I mean, to say that nothing's happening is not accurate. It's nothing's happening fast enough for any of us. But there are the swamp is the swamp, and it all moves like frozen molasses. But there are initiatives, including in North Dakota now, where we're fighting back to get back to paper ballots, chain of custody, smaller precincts, all of those things. So keep praying. We're getting there.
The more I dig into that petition, though, on the election reforms, there's a lot of strange things in there.
Okay.
Got some work to unpack that. Heart's in the right place and wanting secure elections for sure. 271-1100, call us now.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
USA News Update. A hearing is set for Wednesday in the Georgia 2020 presidential election interference case. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee has scheduled the hearing to decide on severing some defendants from the main case, saying in a court order that he intends to ask the state for a good faith estimate on the time frame needed to present its case at the joint trial of all 19 defendants. Oil prices are on the rise after Saudi Arabia extended its oil production cuts through the end of the year. According to state-owned media sources, the voluntary 1 million barrel per day reduction will be reviewed on a monthly basis until then. The Saudis first applied the cuts in July after oil prices fell below $75 a barrel. Brent crude prices jumped above $90 a barrel on Tuesday after the announcement by the Saudis. Tim Berg, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Today by High Road Partners on What's On Your Mind, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Next hour, by the way, we have the chair of the North Dakota Republican Party, Sandy Sanford, will give us an update on all things NDGOP and your chance to sound off about what you like, what you don't like about the party. Certainly be welcome to give us a call and talk about that. We're also going to talk with the author of Dopamine Nation about digital addiction. Dr. Anna Lemke will be here bottom of the next hour, so look forward to that. Brought to you today by High Road Partners. You know the folks at High Road Partners are independent, local brokerage, work with a variety of carriers to provide you the best options for your benefits at your company. Locally owned, locally operated, they're benefit strategists. They don't just see you once a year for renewal time. They work to understand your company, your talent needs, your budget, assist you with building a multi-year strategy. Year-round, dedicated personal support, years of knowledge and experience. Listen, these guys are great. You can change your broker at any time. They specialize in health insurance with business and HR backgrounds. Go to highroadpartners.com and find out more about them today, highroadpartners.com. 27 before the top of the hour. You can also do radio graffiti by calling us on our toll-free line, 855-217-76. This one just came in.
An owner, I'm going to talk about the five dead on
What happened there, Kim?
I don't know. Hit refresh.
Huh, it froze up. I don't know what's going on there, but well, in the meantime, let's put Crystal on the clock here for 1 minute, 1 minute only. Crystal Fargo, go. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
I can put it in 1 minute. I saw Doug Burgum's ad playing on Fox News this weekend. It is superb. I'm hoping that it boosts his national name recognition and what he brings to the office if he is the selected Republican candidate. I'm just so impressed with the ad that was playing, like I said, on Fox News as well as other cable places. And I think it's going to be money well spent if I can get his message out and people like what he has to offer. That's my minute. Thanks.
You did that in 30 seconds, Crystal. That's pretty good work. She's gone. I haven't seen the ad. Have you seen the ad, Kev? I've not seen it yet.
I did.
What is the theme of the ad?
It's what you would think it is. It's him, you know, the one I saw was rural shots from talking to a lot of people. It's about what was important, mostly about energy and economy.
I was surprised that some of the reaction locally, regionally, to the governor's small town cred, for lack of a better term, was not well received. I kind of like it. But I guess, you know, does anybody in Minneapolis or Atlanta or pick your town, you know, these swing states?
Right.
Do they care about small town America?
No.
I don't know. So I thought that was a good message from the beginning. Small town kid running for president.
done some big things, but I was surprised at the pushback. All right, here's this off-air call, and others welcome at 701-271-1100 on What's On Your Mind. Call us today or toll-free at 855-217-1776.
Okay, Lexi, Preston owner, I'm going to talk about the four dead on January 6th, one on January 7th, and four more dead cops between January 6th and July 29th. So that is a total of nine dead people. Four unarmed Trump people on January 6th. But I wanted to first read Ron Johnson's statement. Let's see, I got to find it. Okay, so he says, out of 7,750 protests last summer, this was 2020, after George Floyd, associated with BLM, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa, 570 turned into violent riots that killed 25 people and caused up to $2 billion of damage. I would have been more concerned. Anyway, I'm wondering, 25 dead and $2 billion of property damage, 570 violent Antifa Black Lives Matter riots. How many got arrested and how many are charged?
That's a little past a minute, but that's a very good question. Very good question.
None.
Yeah. And the
done. Kamala bailed them all out. I mean, I don't think they ever. I'm sure they got a slap on their hand.
So, again, anybody that broke law on January 6th should be treated to the fullest extent of the law, period. Not trumped up charges and, you know, zillions of years, whatever. If they broke the law, punish them. Absolutely 100%. And again, somebody opens the door for me to the Capitol,
yeah,
and I go in, and then I decide to break into another door and sit on somebody's desk or whatever, I'm trespassing. So, you know, I'm sure there's a trespassing charge. Do that. But this idea that, you know, decades in prison when all of those were ignored is wrong. Somebody has to explain that to me. Anybody that thinks, you know, what happened on January 6th was an insurrection.
Well, I can. They cannot have this happen again in any way. So they are going to make...
Happen again?
Have anything near what happened even come close to... They don't want 10 people gathered on the mall to talk about election fraud. They're not going to have any of it. So, and if you even dare to think about doing it, you're going to spend decades in prison. You come anywhere near that. They're sending a message that don't even think about questioning this. Don't even think about it, because this is what you'll get. If not, tie your life up with attorney fees and court dates. And, you know, imagine what Enrique Tarrio's life is like now. I mean, the guy burned a BLM flag. That's not illegal. He can do whatever. You can burn any flag he wants, including ours, if he wants. Fortunately, that's the deal. Oh, he had a bunch of high-capacity magazines. Again, not illegal. You know, this whole thing is all, for lack of a better term, trumped up.
I had a conversation with a very, very smart lawyer last week. This was at a social event.
Yep.
And this is a highly respected lawyer.
Yep.
Smart. And she, I was asking about, you know, what's your thoughts on the presidential nomination, and this particular person supported Governor Burgum, so I knew they were Burgum fans. What if Trump's the nominee? Won't vote for him. Why? He violated the Constitution.
Oh,
I mean, this is an attorney.
I know. Wow.
This is a smart attorney. I mean, this is how the poison of the media.
Ask her how he did that.
Brainwash people. I said I couldn't resist. I said, well, I think that the president had a different interpretation of the Constitution from experts. And Mike Pence had another set of experts, and that's what happens in Washington, D.C. all the time. Is it constitutional? Is it not? Can we do it? Can we not? It's not an insurrection. It's just, you know, it's mind-boggling the amount of people. Again,
yeah.
This is a smart lawyer.
Was it worth asking?
Very smart lawyer.
Yeah, is it worth asking about anything?
Right.
Anything nefarious enough to any off numbers, anything...
I mean,
it's not worth asking about?
Watch 2,000 Mules, right? I mean, just take your pick.
Nothing to ask about there?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
All right, one minute only in Radio Graffiti for our friend Dave in Rugby. Thanks for calling in. Dave, what's on your mind? You got a minute.
Amen.
Yes, Joel. How strong do you really think we should be on people who break the law?
This is Scott, not Joel. I'm not familiar with a Joel, but...
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
How strong should we be on people who break the law?
They should be punished to the fullest extent of the law.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that apply to people who park in handicapped stalls, too?
Yes.
Sure.
What if there are a funeral director like Anderson Funeral Service in Rugby who parks in the handicapped slots with their hearse and makes handicapped people walk a block and a half to try and get in the chapel?
Call a tow truck. Call the police and they'll tow it.
The cops won't give them a ticket. We tried it.
Will they come in and tell them to move?
Dead is not handicapped, and funeral guys could have moved one spot over.
That's wrong, and they should be towed away.
Yeah, I mean, I have a show on that one of these times.
I've been a pallbearer.
Oh, I hate that, by the way. I'm totally with you. People that you see people pop their handicap deal up on their mirror, they get out, and they could do somersaults into the store.
But then they're not breaking the law.
Not, but, yeah,
they have the handicap sticker.
They have the thing.
What he's talking about is
actual.
Right. I get
this is actual funeral company. This was Anderson Funeral, and there was one up in Botno a while back, and the cops in either place wouldn't give them tickets, wouldn't tell them to move.
That's ridiculous.
No, I would imagine if you're a law enforcement officer
maybe
in a small town,
on that one of these times,
you're going to go, you know, talk to them. I've been a pallbearer before, and the hearse obviously has, you know, a need to get as close as possible to the church. But you're telling me one spot over from this handicap spot. And they would have had the same access.
Over was regular, and they park in the handicap slot. I'll go ahead and just listen to you on the air.
All right, Dave. I hear you. This is why we do radio graffiti, because it doesn't matter much to him what's happening
right.
with the January 6th folks.
Yeah.
But by golly, he's making a point.
Yep.
And I'm guessing small town cop get a complaint about a funeral director parking in a handicap section. Here's what they're going to do, in my mind. They're going to find the funeral director and say, hey, could you move it? Somebody's complained about you parking the handicap.
Yeah.
They'd probably do that rather than give them a ticket. But
right.
if it happens the next time, and the next time, and the next time, they should write a ticket.
Of course they should.
Absolutely. I've seen, I was in Tioga, North Dakota, at the Pinnacle truck stop, and someone that I knew had parked in the handicap spot, didn't have a handicap sticker, and someone called police. As we were leaving, him and his truck and me and my vehicle, and he said, well, I used to have one, and I, you know, you can look it up and everything else. I said, no, you have to have the tag on that says handicap. We can't, you know, and he brought him a ticket. And that's what you should do, because guess what? That person will never park in a handicap zone again, ever.
Well, and to the bigger picture right now, you know, you and I, we have a problem with someone parking in a handicap stall that doesn't have the handicap, you know, placard on their mirror, but there's a whole generation of, and they could care less about, you know, laws or, you know, anything that they're, I mean, they could care less, and they're not going to be told no, and they're, you know, they speed, they park wherever they want, rules don't apply to me, and on and on and on.
Yep.
And so those of us that are older and know, you know, we like rules and we usually, you know, live by them, that's not happening in a large part of the population.
701-271-1100 to call us today. By the way, the chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota, Sandy Sanford, joins us next hour. Your questions for her, anything you'd like to see the party do differently or better, or something you want to give them an attaboy or attagirl on, whatever suits your fancy. Also, the author of Dopamine Nation on the digital addiction we have. Texter says for Radio Graffiti, have you seen How to Blow Up a Pipeline?
Yes.
I'm not exactly sure what this is all about, but I'm pretty sure this is eco-terrorism at its finest.
Yeah.
There is an ad for a movie that is on Hulu. How to Blow Up a Pipeline. I thought you fellas might want to talk about this since yesterday's discussion was about a pipeline. The left clowns are absolutely out of control. They need to be stopped. That's terrorism.
Well, that had to do with Nord Stream and... Absolutely.
That's terrorism.
Yep.
If you're talking about blowing up pipelines, that's terrorism. And by the way, I would argue some of the people... More in a minute.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025.
committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota? Oh, so true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas Advancing the Possibilities. The annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is coming up in Watford City, North Dakota this month. You want that on your calendar, no matter where you're from, east, west, north, south. North Dakota oil and gas touches every corner of North Dakota, the roads, the bridges, the water projects, you name it, the legacy fund, bucket after bucket after bucket filled with what? Oil money. So the future, where this is going, you want to be at the annual meeting in Watford City. It'll be held at the beautiful Rough Rider Center. We're going to chat with the folks from the Rough Rider Center in just a moment. But first, Radio Graffiti. You got a minute. Go.
Hi. Besides the taxes in Minnesota that I'm trying to deal with, thinking about what it costs to move to North Dakota, I guess I want to hear more about wonder how many comments Rob Kubrick just had about our officers in schools and how much people are at sitting on their hands and not letting him know that this should be an outrage. Any way to find out what his response is? Thanks for all your hard work. Bye.
He has talked to our news team, and the answer we get is something to the effect of, we're working together, we're meeting, we're trying to fix this, da-da-da-da. I want to know how it happened in the first place. And I think that's going to be resolved, because we've made enough ruckus over it that I think they'll figure out a way. Even Governor Tim Walz has now said he'd be okay with a special session to fix it. So he, you know, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
Yeah, but how about you don't break it in the first place?
Finally got, yeah, exactly. Finally drank the Kool-Aid there. But that Rob Kupak has a lot of answering to do to Minnesotans and to the folks that he represents, and he's been invited on this program because I want to specifically know about what you're bringing up. So we'll deal with that for sure. Appreciate your comment. Texter here is, I think, Radio Graffiti text. Do you think the leader of the Proud Boys got 22 years in prison because President Trump told him to stand by during a presidential debate?
Yeah.
What's your answer there, Kev?
Oh, who knows? When was that?
I forget, but it was something like somebody brought up Proud Boys, and he tried
to
say some people in that group were,
something
like that.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why. Yeah. That added to it.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, Trump and him knew each other and maybe talked once.
Right, exactly. Anyway, that's the
these
kind of things
we're
looking for in Radio Graffiti. Your opinions are all welcome here on the program. Josh Nohmeyer is here, and Josh is Recreation and Events Director of the Rough Riders Center. And they have a war in Watford coming up we're going to talk about. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Well, you got me?
I got you, Josh. How are you?
No, I'm doing well. Like you said, we're gearing up for some big stuff. I know you said about petroleum. That's not too far away, so we're excited to welcome them back. But immediately here, we got the war in Watford coming up this weekend.
What is the war in Watford?
Yeah, so we've been doing this for about 4 years now. We work with the Bismarck Bobcats and the Minot Minotauros. They're part of the NAHL. What that is, it's like a junior program for hockey across the country. And so they've been great partners with us. We also work with our local hockey club to throw on this event. It's an exhibition game. We got two nights of it, Friday the 8th and then Saturday the 9th. But yeah, great event. They put on a great show. We got kids from all across the country. We got kids from Canada. And they're jockeying for some roster spots before they make cuts for the start of the season. So good, intense hockey, a lot of fun. And then our job is to make sure it's entertaining and put on a show for everyone that comes out.
I'm a big hockey fan. And, you know, to me, that junior hockey, you're looking at folks, they are competing every night for a scholarship. So it is,
sure.
They are always on, and it is scrappy and good, and, you know, it's good hockey. Nobody's mailing it in. NHL, they mail it in until playoff time. They really do. You know, unless they're fighting for a playoff spot or something, you barely see hardly any effort there. College, obviously, they're trying to get a pro spot, but the junior guys are trying to get a college spot. So it's good hockey, isn't it, Josh?
Yeah, no, it's great hockey. Like you said, these kids got something that they're really playing and fighting for, and they're passionate about. And the fans are too. And plus, when you got Bismarck and Minot going at it, you know, they're they're close by, so they're kind of rivals. And so we're really happy to welcome them over to our facility in Western North Dakota and really put on a show. But yeah, those kids, and the best thing about it is you get to know these kids, you get to know the teams coming in. They're just such a great organization to work with. And so we're always happy to welcome them back every year. So, like I said, this is our fourth year, and we're hoping for many more to come down the road with them.
Sounds great. By the way, Rough Rider Center is a perfect place for your next event. It really is an amazing facility. If you haven't seen it, get to Watford City, see it. Bring your annual meeting there. Bring your gatherings there. Just a multi-purpose facility. The thing is absolutely fantastic. So how do we get tickets for the war in Watford?
Yeah, so you can go on our website, roughridercenter.com or watfordcityparks.com, two different sites that you can go to. Tickets are online. You can call the Rough Rider Center and buy them that way. And then we will also be selling at the door as well until we sell out. So roughridercenter.com, can buy them online. You can call up to the Rough Rider Center. Or if you just want to pop in and buy some at the door, we should have some available.
Sounds like a fun weekend.
It does.
Yeah. Thanks a bunch, Joshua. We appreciate your time today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Joshua Nolmeyer, Recreation and Events Director at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City. Give you a little something to do on the weekend. Hey, if you're looking for a little lunch today, Petrol Serve USA has some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. Swedish meatballs or taco hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Breakfast tater tot hot dish, 12th and I-29. Lasagna downtown location and Glendon as well. Chicken fettuccine on 45th. Plus Yulin, Harwood, with that brand-new car wash, by the way. Valley City. Locations of Petrol Serve USA always have home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. It's car washed, fill up with gas, have a great meal. What's not to love about Petrol Serve USA? That's what's for lunch today. Talking to North Dakota GOP next.
These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at Petrol Serve USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new Petrol Serve USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. Petrol Serve USA.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.